Okay, then here we go with biblical submission, and I've called this Unforced Rhythms of Grace. We ended our look at honour and respect with the fact that God set order in his universe. And the order before Jesus came and died on the cross was God first, angels, man, animals, and plants. After he died and rose again, it's God, then Jesus and his bride, the church, because we are in him, angels, unbelieving man, animals, and plants. As the bride of Christ, this shows us clearly where we are situated and why we cannot look at things the way the unsaved do. We can't behave like them either. We are positioned far above all. We occupy a high place in God's affections, and we are learning to behave accordingly. God has set a hierarchy in place, whether we like it or not, and mostly some of us do not. There's something at work in the fallen human psyche that hates to submit to anything but its own will, and it's called the fall. When Satan tempted Eve and she ate, her husband saw the effect but went on and ate anyway. This damned the human race to rebellion against their creator in perpetuity until we're born again. When we're born again, we are given a new start, a new DNA. No longer imprisoned by the fall and in rebellion to God, we now have the ability to develop a completely different worldview and nature. For some of us, though, the reality of the exchange hasn't been made clear, and we continue in low-grade rebellion towards the lover of our soul, little realising how we're being robbed of our inheritance. This innate rebellion robs us of the abundance our Heavenly Father would lavish on us, and we walk in poverty of spirit and defeat. The remedy is quite simple. Move over, darling, as the old song used to say. Move over from the old mindsets and worldview into seeing yourself as he sees you, his beloved, on whom his favour rests. Aligning ourselves with his written and spoken word to us, the Logos and the Rhema, brings us into freedom and abundance. In this series, we will examine what it means to come under his authority and control, rather than being in bondage to Satan's control and his kingdom. We are either in one or the other, you see. There's no grey area. We are either under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, or death under Satan's kingdom, and we get to choose. So we're going to transition from darkness to light. Are you sitting comfortably? Fasten your seatbelt then. Off we go. Same time tomorrow? Good. See you then. God bless.